DW.
Um dia fui na praça, na cidade de Santo Antônio. Encontrei uma miúda, chamei por ela e de repente eu deparei.
Leve, leve, take it easy, as they say in Principe. But not when it comes to environmental protection. 24-year-old Celina Fernandez has a long, hot day ahead of her.
Bon dia.
Good morning. I've come for the plastic bottles. It's exchange day today. So how's it going? Is everything ready?
As garrafas estão prontas.
In her grandmother's backyard, quite a pile of plastic bottles have accumulated.
Aren't there any more lying around? We've got to collect the whole lot.
The bottles are valuable because they can be exchanged for reusable ones.
Everybody wants the biosphere bottles. It really motivates the kids more than anything. They collect as many as they can, so you can hardly see any lying in the streets now.
Everyone wants to trade in their bottles. A group of kids have been hard at work gathering them up. A boy pushes a wheelbarrow full down a dusty street. Others hop on for a ride. At the collection site, they join a busy queue. Locals set in for an extended, patient wait, huge sacks of empty bottles at their feet. 50 plastic bottles can be exchanged for one made of stainless steel. Many of the people in line already have a collection of the metal bottles at home, like this schoolgirl who says she's making good use of hers.
I fill the bottle with water, so I have something to drink at school.
Estrella Matilda is the project coordinator here. She marks off numbers of bottles on her clipboard and hands out the coveted metal ones. Heaps of plastic bottles are accumulating ready to be recycled, waste that might otherwise be abandoned in the environment.
A logistics company is helping us tackle it. It takes the plastic to Lisbon free of charge, and two recycling companies there are willing to deal with it all.
Principe is trying hard to be environmentally sustainable. The needs of almost 8,000 islanders have to be balanced with protecting one of the most important and species-rich forests in Africa. The island has been a UNESCO biosphere for 4 years, a status the locals treasure. Most of them live from niche agricultural products and tropical fruits, and cocoa, a Portuguese colonial legacy. The economy here isn't self-sufficient. A lot needs to be imported, which generates a lot of garbage. Regional President José Cardoso Cassandra has ambitious plans. He wants to levy a stiff tax on all plastic bags and bottles that come into Principe.
We're talking to the traders and telling them, change your ways, use different packaging, glass or large metal containers, things that don't prevent us from becoming a plastic-free island, or at least to reduce the quantities over the long term.
But what about the plastic washed up by the sea? The island invited Spanish scientist Maite Asensio to inspect its beaches for microplastic granules. She says most of the microplastics get deposited at the high tide mark. But most of the material she's found here today is organic.
The beach seems to be very clean, but some fibres can't be seen with the naked eye. Some of it looks like hair, but it could be plastic. It needs to be analysed.
The sand certainly looks clean, an inviting spot to fling down a beach towel. But there's no mass tourism here, and the locals would like to keep it that way. The island does, however, need jobs and income. It helps that 70% of Principe's trash is organic. A women's cooperative is composting it into fertiliser. The compost piles need to be turned over 3 times a week. One of them turns up something bright yellow and very unwelcome in the heap of organic matter.
This is really bad. It's plastic.
Plástico. Muito perigoso.
The women say batteries are the worst. If even one sneaks in, it quickly poisons the compost. The women here have been specially trained, and Celina Fernandez is one of them. What she's learned here, she's taken on and applied to her everyday life.
Once we'd had the training, I also started collecting organic garbage at home. and I started to make my own compost.
The compost is marketed to farmers, turning waste into cash. Annabella De Pina is grateful for the work and says that it feels like an investment in the island's future.
The work means a lot to all of us. We didn't have a job before. We're happy. It gives our children a future. And we're not going to stand still. We're determined to get something going for the next generation.
And there won't be much time for Levy Levy until it's done.
DW.